And then you wonder why we get shadow banned.
No, they're gonna hate us.
Don't ever do that.
They're gonna hate us for that. No, they're gonna hate us. Those fourth longer than all the other mailbag songs put together. Oh, they're gonna hate us. So many people are gonna hate us for that.
That was actually a world record. I just looked it up. That was a world record. For the Gram podcast is going in the Guinness, boys.
Welcome to the For the Gram podcast, a podcast on how to grow your social media and small business. Join us as we discuss how we've used Instagram to grow our small businesses and form a social community. Learn how we created partnerships with each other and formed relationships with brands. Whether you want to take your business or social media to the next level, or just looking for a fun and lighthearted podcast about the everyday, this is the For the Gram podcast. I'm Vic from The Stump Shop, and joining me are Dom from M Inspired Living and Mark from Remarkable Woodworks. We hope you enjoy the episode and tune in next time to the For the Gram podcast.
What's up, everybody? Mark here. I just wanted to take a quick second and give you guys a heads up. There are going to be a ton of F-bombs in this episode. So, seeing as how the three of us are parents, I thought it would be a nice gesture to reach out to all my fellow parents out there that might be listening to this episode with the little ones around. Now's probably going to be a good time to put those headphones in. Anyways, that's it. That's all. Consider yourselves warned. I love you all equally. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 22 of the For the Gram podcast. I'm Dom. As always, I'm joined by Vic and Mark. And the title of... Actually, you know what? Never mind the title. Guys, I'm in a serious slump lately. I don't know about you guys, but I'm like in a terrible slump.
Dude, I thought it was just me, man. My Instagram, honestly, like I'm thinking of doing one of those things where you just pack it in for a full week, you know, you just put your phone away. Instagram's killing me lately, man. But I thought it was just me. Is you too, Dom? Mark, you struggling lately or what?
I've been struggling for a while. I'll be honest. I put a lot of effort in last week. Like I tried to do, I have been noticing that people that seem to be posting like two or three times a day are like gaining tons of traction. So I even tried doing like the whole two times a day thing for a solid week. I even post on Sundays. I never post on Sundays. Nothing. Not a damn thing. So yeah. It's super, super like disheartening. But I guess we just have to practice what we preach and just keep on going through these slumps, you know?
Just keep pumping through. But Dom, why don't you actually tell the people what we're going to be talking about? You're in a slump. It seems like we're all in a slump. Do you think that maybe as a result of?
Yeah, shadow banning. I mean, it's a thing. We've talked about it before.
It took a while to process that in his old age, you know?
Yeah, okay. We get it. We're talking about shadow banning.
Listen, it's late at night. I should have already had 3 hours of sleep by now.
Oh, this guy hears something, processes it. It's shadow banning.
Yeah, no, totally.
That's what we're talking about, though, because actually, I think who suggested it? Mark, I think you. Sorry, I just got that. Dom was like, what? Yelling like he's old. He can't hear. Took me like 5 minutes to process that. But Mark, I think Mark suggested this episode. And to be honest with you, man, it's funny you did mention that. I know we talked about it on the weekend, but I honestly think right now, as we record, it's end of June, whatever, I am being shadow banned. And I swear to you, I am. And I'm saying this because of my numbers. Like, it's just impossible that for some reason, something that's been happening for, and I'm not kidding you when I say 2 years straight of solid growth, certain number of followers every day. Of course, there's a day here and there where you perform like crap. But overall, bam. And I'm not talking on a slow decline, which is expected if you aren't doing the daily thing and keeping your stories live. And people always say consistency is the key to growth. I'm talking like significant decrease from one day to the next, and it continues for the next week. Is that what you guys are seeing, or what kind of struggle?
I'm curious. Let me ask you this, though. How long do you feel like this has been going on, and has it been consistently bad, or have you seen like in the middle of it, there's, you know, one day your post really does really well, and then it drops back down again?
Okay, so
or has it been consistently bad?
Sorry to cut you guys off. Sorry to cut you guys off.
Yeah,
we should probably explain what shadow banning is before, just in case people don't know what it is.
I actually pulled up a definition, and if you want, I'll drop the website I got it off and then explain what shadow banning is. Unless you guys had something ready to say.
No, I was really hoping that you had that pulled up, so that's why I mentioned it.
There you go. So this is just from one website, HubSpot.com. Shadow banning is the act of blocking a user's content on social media sites in such a way that the user doesn't know it's happening. If you're shadow banned on Instagram, your content won't appear on anyone's feed unless they already follow you. So that's the definition from that website. Like I said, HubSpot, there's a bunch of different versions of it out there, but ultimately it all means the same thing. You don't get a notification. You don't get a special email, or you won't know what's happening. Basically, you get shadow banned by the
algorithm,
algorithm or Instagram itself. And what that means is you're still going to be getting the comments from the usual suspects, the your buddies, your followers, you know, your tribe will come through, but they are already following you. So you're not going to be exposed to a new audience. You're not going to be seen at all in the explore page. Your hashtags, rumor has it, if you're shadow banned, let's say I'll just throw a woodworking hashtag and someone out there actually searches woodworking, even though I use that hashtag, I won't be found in those results. So that's what shadow banning is. Why don't you guys touch a little bit more on that, and then we'll get to explaining why shadow banning exists and why Instagram does it to you. You guys got anything else to mention?
Well, first of all, I would say I think it's easy to see in that case if you are not. You can just go into your analytics and see how many people are seeing your posts that aren't following you.
That doesn't say like shadow banning. That just goes from, for me, it went from a reach of, let's say, 250,000 weekly to like 60,000. That's a significant decrease to the point where you're like, that's impossible to explain based on, okay, that post might have sucked, but a whole week straight?
Maybe all those people just hate you now.
That's true. It's true.
Ever since that sponsor post. We'll touch on that later. The evil ad hashtag.
It's interesting, though, because Instagram has gone on record, like Facebook, they're all owned by the same company. They've gone on record to say that it doesn't exist, that it's a conspiracy theory, and that they don't like hinder people's organic reach and be blah, 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 blah. But just last week, I don't know if you guys follow Canadian Carpenter. He is really big in like the tool review world. He posted a picture of his like stats. One picture, one post had 1,400 likes, over 300 comments, zero saves, zero sends. And then he posted a picture of his reach and it only reached 3,000 people.
What?
So that's right.
That's 3,000
people. That's like half the people. And this guy has like that. It only reached 3,000 people.
Yeah. And half of them liked the post.
Liked it.
How many followers does this person have?
He has like 85,000 followers, and he's super engaged in like that community, like the tool working community. So I have a conspiracy theory that he is shadow banned now because the algorithm thinks he's a bot. Because he comments on a lot of people's stuff, and he goes through and he's very active within the community, and he's participating and he's engaging in other people's stuff, but he's doing it so much that now the platform is hurting him essentially, because they are looking at his activity levels as, you know, something that a bot would be would be doing. Yeah,
he resembles a bot totally by based on that. And that actually leads me to another quick blurb from HubSpot again. Shadow banning only exists for one reason and one reason only, essentially. The reason is to protect the IG community from bots and excessive spam. So when you understand that preventing spam is the only goal with the shadow ban, maybe it gives you a better understanding why it exists and what, you know, what you're doing that may have led to that, right? Like that's, right. I got that off the website, meaning it's funny because Mark's saying Instagram swears up and down it doesn't exist. However, it only really makes sense that it does exist because if there's a fake, I'll just use myself, a fake stump shop out there that's liking, like, you know what I mean? Liking to the speed of a robot.
Spamming,
Every post that I would make would have the same 10 hashtags, blah, blah, blah. The algorithm will eventually say, like, dude, that has to be a robot. And and I think shadow ban you, right? You'll never get an Instagram rapper, someone confirming, yes, it exists. But think about it. Then what's to stop robots, from taking over? There has to be something in place. So
yeah. It's interesting, though, because I was reading up on it, and apparently the shadow ban lasts 14 days.
That's what
it's
I heard.
It's legit.
Too, yeah.
Like, it's a quarantine. Yeah. They put you in self-quarantine.
Yeah.
Once you're shadow banned. I don't know. It's very, very interesting. And what kind of triggered the whole thing was, is it possible that the three of us, because we all engage in each other's stories, we're in like our own little group chat and we send each other different things all the time, like maybe the three of us are hurting our growth?
So, wow. Remember a couple episodes ago that emoji blown. With the mind blown
emoji? I know. I'm back.
Wait a minute. It is because of you two. All right, cut this episode off. I'm out of here, man. I got to get back on the gram, unfollow both of you, block you
and
both.
That was the last episode of the For the Gram podcast.
It's been nice knowing you.
You know what, though? I think Instagram is smart enough to know the difference in comments and recognize if you're leaving, you know, emojis for all your comments or just one word like amazing, cool, great, then I could see them picking you out and thinking that you're a bot. But if you're leaving like thought out comments, I don't think they'll pick that up as a bot, no matter how many comments you're leaving.
I just think it depends on, sorry, Mark, I was just going to say, you might, as the innocent, actual, valid user of Instagram, doing what you should, you're out there not only worried about your own growth, but you're out there engaging with others like we all do. You know, you're searching people's posts of your followers, of new people you don't know. If you do it so much, and even if your comments are sentences or more than just two words, it is possible as an innocent bystander, you get lumped in with this, you know, bot that thinks this guy or girl is just doing way too much, and bam, next thing you know, and I'm telling you right now, I am in a shadow ban, and I will drop numbers and facts and explain to our listeners how I feel or why I think it's happening, to the point where we talked about this, guys, in our group chat. I haven't, so you lose followers, you gain followers, and whatever the difference is, that's your growth for the day. I've never been under zero for like 2 years. Boys, 2 years I haven't been under zero. And the other day I lost 6 followers. That hasn't happened to me in 2 years. That's not, I'm telling you, unless like you guys said, my posts just suck lately. That's also an option, but
I don't know. I don't know if it has something to do with COVID, because I read a while ago that there's like 1,000 Instagram employees and they're all working from home. So because of that reason, they were going to be dependent a lot on, you know, machines to run policies and stuff like that.
We talked
and a couple episodes ago. My thing is like I am putting out right now the best content that I'm physically able to put out.
Yeah.
Things that I would have thought, you know, would do great and get a lot of engagement. Maybe I'm not putting them out at the right time. But even like I went a whole 7 days of posting twice a day, nothing hit. Like not a single thing hit.
Yeah.
So for me, like I posted a picture of my pergola that got like 900 likes on it, which did really well. I thought for sure that whole like documenting that process would like would do okay. Nothing. Like three videos have under 100 likes. And it's it just blows my mind. Even
I know it's
I even, honestly go ahead.
Go ahead. No, no, no. All I was gonna say was I did a gate post. Like I did this like hack, right? Where you put like a hinge.
I stole that hack, by the way. Thank you.
Dude, I got so many DMs about this little hack that I did.
It's the simplest thing, yet genius, you know?
I figured, okay, if people are watching my stories, because I'm getting like 2,000 plus people watching my stories.
Yeah.
If people that many people are watching my stories and I'm getting messages, this is going to do well as a post. Bombed. Completely bombed. Like 150 likes.
You got to listen to our own advice from earlier episodes. I think we're going to go crazy trying to... you know, crack that code, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I honestly think that the whole idea of posting three times a day and four times a day, I'm going to use some strong language here, so you might want to edit this out. It's baloney.
Jesus, what is baloney? Say that to a vegan. No, that is strong.
I think it's like, I don't think that has any bearing on your growth. Maybe it did at some point, because listen, the three of us have friends that do this, that post once a week, maybe.
I know.
And their growth is phenomenal. It's really good. Yeah. Right. So I think that whole thing, I mean, maybe it doesn't hurt you to be posting more than once a day, but I don't think it necessarily helps you.
I still think even those posts individually have to be worthy. Like if you're going to go out there and post, you know, twice a day, like Mark did, I respect that. I'm struggling here to get good content for once a week, to be honest. Like I'm recycling a lot of stuff. And I'm not here to lay blame, but in my private life right now, in terms of, you know, the kids at home and my wife and I balancing the working from home and going to work, blah, blah, blah. I started thinking it's a dangerous cycle, because let's say I'm Instagram shadow banned, which I'm convinced is happening because going from, I have those reasons laid out in my head and I've justified it to myself. I'm shadow banned. Okay. So, but then you start thinking, like Mark said, like, is it something I'm doing or I'm documenting this the best I can. Then you start, it's a dangerous cycle. Cause then you start thinking, all right, I'm just going to take a day off, and it's not, I'm not doing like I used to be. There's people that are blowing past me with way better content. Then you start thinking, man, and you start forgetting about your posts and your community and your engagement. That's just my personal view. I don't want to get into that funk. So even with a terrible growth this week, I'm honestly just going to keep doing what I do and hope for that 14-day mark to suddenly, you know, change everything, right? Because...
So I want to get back to the question I asked before Mark interrupted me earlier with his whole definition of shadow ban.
Oh yeah, remember that?
Yeah. So what?
That's a good question.
Remember that, like as if it's something that happened 3 years ago.
Well, you are 97. Like.
Yeah. Okay. No, seriously. So this.
No, we should probably just mention what shadow banning is, just in case people don't know or they're just tuning in.
Will you let Dom talk, listen, please?
So this
it's an hour-long program, okay, guys? Yeah. It's an hour-long program.
How long do you feel that this slump has been going on?
Okay.
That's my first... There's multiple questions here, but that's the first part of it. How long would you say it's been going on?
I'd say about a week to a few days more than a week. So, yeah, like it's just... And it happened overnight. It's ridiculous. Yeah. You know those charts where you check your insights for followers? Yeah. Like it dropped. And I know I had a couple of good IGTV posts that blew up like to the millions of views. But suddenly, like overnight, it went like it was it wasn't even a decline. It was like a mountain that just you reached the peak and bam. that led me to believe, like, I can almost pinpoint the day it started.
Hear me out, though. With you specifically, your TikToks have been doing really good. And on your TikTok thing, it says, like, follow me on Instagram.
Yeah.
So maybe you have a bunch of 12-year-old girls who follow you on TikTok. They're coming over to your IG, and maybe it's just they thought that they were going to get something different on IG than, do you know what I'm saying?
I have to be honest. I don't think that's it at all, man. And the reason I'm saying that is because of the timing differential. Like, TikTok is how old? Like, I don't know. It's less than a year, that's for sure. And my growth has been, the reason I know these numbers specifically is because this is just me again. I remember the 10, the 20, the 30,000, like the big ones, right?
Yeah.
I remember struggling. Like, it was like I am going through now to reach that 40,000. It was like a clock that was going backwards when you're looking at it. You know, I was like, it's right there. But then I went from 40 to 50 in what seems like super fast. I was doing well and all that. That was before TikTok. And then I dropped TikTok and I started getting active on it. I don't really see that relation there, man, because I've been building.
I'm just throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks here.
I already told you, shadow banned.
Yeah. Okay, so
I got it confirmed. Zuckerberg just texted me.
The next part of my question, now that you mentioned that again. So it's been going on for, let's say, between a week and 2 weeks. In that time, have any of your posts done fairly well? Like, have you had one post that's done really well?
No, I even took a post that before was huge and reposted it and all that. And no, it hasn't.
I did that too.
My stories went down in viewers. Like, it's crazy, man.
Would think it, like, if you're going along and they're doing bad and then one does really good and then they start bad again, then you're not shadow banned. Because if you're shadow banned, they should all be bad, right?
Yeah.
For that time period.
So no, I'm not shadow banned then. Based on that theory, I'm not.
Right?
Because well, if you I'll had post... one that blew up, then no, you're not.
Yeah. But I just have this... So I had this story that I would tell myself that I didn't really care about followers, which was really just a lie that I think I made up to impress people.
Lies about that, man.
Yeah. So, but I did have this thing that I wanted to spend. Sundays were off IG. I just wanted to spend more time with the family. So I cut Sundays out. And then you start hearing more and more people talk about, like, if you take one day off, it fucks with the algorithm and blah, 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 blah. Then I started seeing people like people that and again, I try not to let this consume me. And I don't know why I care, but people that were like at 8,000 followers. Now they're at like 50.
In
since 2020. Yeah. And I'm like, how
do you ever think that? But like, do you look into those accounts? Like, are their engagements good? And because like even buying followers these days is so like every second ad is how to grow your Instagram, and they make it seem like they're going to sell you this book on, and then you go out and do it yourself. No, they're just selling you fake followers and fake engagement. Yeah. I still think that might be something people are doing, but
I did look. I did look at, like. There's two that I looked into, and it was less than 40% or whatever the number is. Like, it was shit. It was absolute shit. Again, like
what the hell are you talking about?
Their engagement.
This guy's just throwing out numbers. You know, it's 40% of what?
Just trying to impress people over here.
Sorry, what were you talking about? No, I'm just kidding. You looked into those two and you don't think that it's fake? Like, you think they just hit the jackpot or something?
No, I do. Their engagement's not good, but they are putting in that. Like they're posting, like I said, like 2-3 times a day. So that's where I got this, like, okay, I'm going to see how well it does if I post two times a day. For 7 days straight, I think I went like 9 days. And still like nothing out of the ordinary, like nothing even like impressive, to be totally honest with you.
Do you think people that don't... do that? Sorry, man.
No. It's totally fine.
No, I was just going to ask, like, do you think people that do that hope for, I think Dom said this before quite a bit, or maybe you've just said it to me, I don't remember, but people that do that where you just pump out tons of stuff, all you're doing is really hoping one of those hits the viral loop. Right? Like if you're putting out two a day for a week, that's 14 posts. If one of those goes viral versus me putting out, you know, one every 4 days, hoping one goes viral. I don't know, man.
You're right. That I have said that before, because that's the whole TikTok strategy. It's
That's right. Yeah.
Right. It's load up as many, like some people will put 30 videos on there in one day. And each video gets 400 views, and then one video gets 8 million views, and suddenly you have 100,000 followers, right? You're
talking exactly about my TikTok. I don't have 100,000. That's what happened.
I don't know, man. It is different, because I'll look at some of these accounts too, and some of them don't post their own original content. Like they're posting like 3 times a day. But it's not their content. It's like regurgitated, like you guys just said, like those content, to be honest, viral videos and like all that other stuff. So it's kind of like, I really do think shadow banned or not shadow banned, I just think you have to go with your gut. Try to put out the best content that you can at that given point in time, and just put it out there and let the cards fall as they may. I know it sucks because we go through these like little lulls where, you know, even the three of us are like trying to wrap our heads around how crappy our growth is. But at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the summer or whatever happens, or, you know, when it comes time to starting to monetize your IGTV videos, we'll have a better handle on different things, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. So you're just gonna sneak that in?
Just a little golden nugget.
This might be whatever time is in the podcast, the most important nugget you've ever dropped, and he's just gonna keep on talking. Did you say monetizing your Insta? You know what? I don't even care, because my IG sucks so much that I'll make like 6 pennies a month off it. You know? No, I heard that too.
Maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe they're just shadow banning everyone so that we get all pissed off, and then they're going to come out and be like, surprise, we're going to start paying you for putting out content now, and we all get pumped up again.
Not putting out shit content. Actually, you know what? Based on, and this, there's no way I'm mentioning names, but the three of us talk, and it's a flipping funny chat group, but based on what a lot of other people are putting out these days, is everyone shadow banned? Like, people are dropping posts where I'm just like, what the hell, man? Like, even if I'm shadow banned losing followers, I wouldn't do that right now. Yeah. Like, I would just try to keep pumping out good content. And actually, that leads me to ask, I'll just pick on Dom, for example. What do you do? Like, if you feel your shadow banned, because you said you've been through it, like, what do you do? How do you deal with it? Like, because it's so frustrating, and it's demoralizing, to be honest. It's just like, all this stuff it's worth nothing, guys. This is crap. My life sucked.
You know what? As much as we talk about it and try to come up with a way to...
Oh, shit. That's a big bottle of vodka that you just had on hand.
It's for the shadow ban, man.
That's why it's almost finished.
I'll get through it, guys. Exactly. Every night of the 14 nights, I'm drinking one of these. By the way, I'm 1.14 liter bottle.
Anyways. No, I think as much as we try to talk about it and come up with solutions, you just got to ride it out, I think. I mean, you know what? Honestly, when it's happened to me, I'll even sometimes, if I have a post that I think is going to be really, really good, or should be really, really good, and a lot of the time I'm wrong, I think it's going to be great and it sucks. But if I have one that I think is going to be really good, and I'm going through one of those periods, I'll keep it. I'll save it until I see things getting better. Because in my head, I'm thinking,
That's a good strategy, man.
Well, I don't know. Is it? Because you could see it two ways. Do I use it now to try and bust myself out of the slump? Or do I save it and not waste it because the slump's going to kill it? Right?
You know, that's two good ways of looking at it. I think that, I honestly think if it's a shadow ban and it's not just consistently crap posts, which happens, but those, like you said, one will hit it. There's signs there you can tell you're not in a shadow ban, like one takes off, this and that. I think if you're in a shadow ban, that one juicy piece of content you think is going to perform well, I personally wouldn't be using it to try to get out of it, man, because I think you're shadow banned. Yeah. Like, there's nothing you could do. Yeah. So I honestly wait till a couple of, you know, let's say medium posts that you've ranked medium start to do pretty well. You're back to getting,
right.
Then I would drop this video. For me, it's usually my IGTV. Bam, suddenly, you know, hundreds or thousands of followers from one video. And you're like, oh, nice. I'm back to normal, right?
And then let me ask you also this, because I don't know if this is actually true or if I just feel that way. Do you guys find that when you post a sponsored post, well, two things. Number one, you use the hashtag ad or sponsored and that post is dead. That post is dead before you even hit post. But do you find that after you do a sponsored post like that, that your page suffers for a little bit afterwards?
Like I don't think the page does. I think that your tribe, as Vic calls it, kind of looks at you a little differently.
I don't know about that.
I think the opposite, man.
I'll be honest. I probably shouldn't say this if we have sponsors listening, but any post that I do that's a sponsored post and I use the hashtag ad or sponsored does not do well.
Yeah, but I think companies are aware of that now. It's 2020. It's influencer marketing. They group it all together. They don't give a shit. They want the metrics so that they have something to measure off of, but they don't care. They care about branding. So they care about that your stuff is going to be out there on the internet and it's just, it's on your feed. It's there forever. If someone goes and looks at it, they're going to get like his product placement. I really don't think that in 2020, a company really cares about like Dom's analytics. They right. care about their influencers' analytics, yeah. and then they measure them from this, you know, this quarter to that quarter, so that they can go back and readjust their budgets accordingly. Whether they're going to increase it
as a total,
exactly,
yeah,
exactly. The engagement's not going to be there for sure, because it's the same thing for your TV revenue. They can't tell how many people watched those commercials that they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on. They just hope and pray that it works and it gets it out there. And that's what these companies are trying to do now. They're trying to build their brand in by becoming household names. And the best way to become a household name is to put out these different ads and get them in the faces of, you know, as many people as they can. But again, that's just my own personal opinion, and that's based on talking to other brand reps and other third-party agencies that have kind of like tailored that theory.
Yeah, I still think though, like Dom said, and the reason I'm going to say this is based on my actual post. I've done two just very recently where I had to use the ad and sponsored hashtag, and yes. From my personal view, they bomb, man. Like I don't know what it is. Like,
I know. Instagram crushes it.
And this is now speaking to our listeners that are also at that point where they're doing ads with companies. You know, when you have the option of tagging them to the point where it says paid partnership with, so that Instagram, user or app has to approve you using that. The problem I've encountered a lot is it's not that. Let's just say, for example, I'll just pick Nike because it's a big company and I'm not working with Nike. I wish I was, but Nike, whoever runs their Instagram, has to approve me putting paid paid partnership. However, a lot of the times the person that's you're dealing with is a third, what's it called, third party app, which doesn't have any control over that Instagram. So you go to tag them as a paid partner because Instagram really wants that, and you're unable to. It says unable to get permission, this and that. So you try to request it. You don't get that permission, yet you have to post. Bam, you're forced to do what Dom said, use the ad hashtag, the sponsored hashtag. Even though you put it up there, IG is like, hey, this looks like a paid partnership, tag the company. And you're trying to, but you haven't done that work in the background.
Yeah.
Bam, that post is going to be shit on, literally.
Yeah, yeah, no, you get crushed. Like, again, one of my big metrics that we've talked about that I care probably the most about is reach. Any sponsored post for me has a terrible reach. And to me, that's Instagram killing that reach, because why do all my other posts go along, you know, with fantastic reach? And then that comes along and it's like, it's the reach is terrible.
So do you think that leads into a shadow banning?
It's possible.
I'm just pulling numbers here, because I just did a paid partnership post. Okay. So total transparency. The post right after this post that I did, 273 likes with a reach of 5,000. Okay. That's after.
You have to give context. Is that good or bad versus your normal stuff?
That's normal for me.
Okay.
The one right before it, 292 likes, 9,700 reach.
So almost twice as much.
Double.
Yeah.
So it says 43% of the people were not following me with that reach. Okay. But then I did the paid sponsorship one. This is going to 699 likes.
Nice.
73 comments, 23 sends, 81 saves, only 10,000 reach.
But did you, does that one actually say paid partnership, like at the top of your post? See, that's what I'm saying. Those ones will do good, because that's what Instagram wants from you.
Yeah. But I'm saying, if it go back to Vic's or Dom's theory, the one right before this had the same reach. We're talking 200 people out of reach. The one right before this had 9,700 reach. This one has 10,000 reach. This one has 25% of the people were following me. The other one had 43% of the people that were following me.
Oh, man.
It's a lot of numbers.
I'm losing you with all the numbers.
Rain man. I'm just saying. I'm trying to prove Dom's point to be true. Don't necessarily look at your likes. Look at the reach, and then look to see the percentage of people that are following you based on how many new eyes are getting onto your content.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, reach is the analytic that's worth the most. That's the only one worth caring about is reach.
Now, I would kind of challenge the three
Don't
of
disagree
us.
With me. It's reach.
No, I do agree. But what I'm trying to say
you're
now
gonna challenge me. I got all is, upset.
I'm so sorry. Trying to keep track of your paid or your sponsored posts and using those analytics to negotiate brand deals would probably give them a more accurate depiction of what they're going to get based on the performance of your paid content versus your non-content, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
I have to be honest, I totally tuned out, man. I was checking to see if we got any questions coming for our first ever live mailbag.
I want to get your honest feedback. Should you... or should we take account the numbers or analytics that you get on your paid sponsored posts and use those metrics when reaching out for brand deals to give them a more accurate depiction on what they're going to get when working with you versus using a more inflated number on your average total reach and engagement and all that stuff? Which one do you think should be used when
are you asking me?
I just want your opinion.
So in my opinion, I would it would be, this is my opinion, okay? You guys know that I'm going to say something that might insult some people, but I think that answering a company or sending them the numbers from your latest sponsored or ad post is silly. I think that's stupid because if they're asking for that specifically, you're not going to lie. Of course, you're going to play along, but I would totally take the average of my last, 10 videos or whatever and drop those numbers and say, or more specifically, say, for example, look at this video. This is what I could do for your brand. And of course, you're going to pick one that's not 2 years old. You're going to pick one that's, within the last month or two that blew up. And you can say, no way I can guarantee those numbers. But for example, look what the potential is. And then you're going to disappoint them when the post sucks. But by then, the contract is signed up. Give me the money. Give me the money. One thing you should never agree to in a contract, Dom and I discussed this on the weekend, is never, ever sign that you're not getting paid unless you reach certain numbers. That is stupid. So show me the money. All right, I'm out. My one Instagram TV video that reached over 2 million views. That's the one I'm approaching every company with. Meanwhile, my latest one got like 7 views. My latest sponsored video had 7
views. You know what you should try doing to get out of the slump? Go back to doing videos of you staining for 42 minutes.
Anyways, all right. As you were saying, Vic, let's dive into the mailbag. Whoever doesn't like me singing in their ears, you can suck it, because it's time for the mailbag.
Jesus, we just became X-rated. You have to redo all that without the sucking part.
Yeah, I don't know if that's allowed.
Fuck it, we allow whatever we want.
This is our podcast Gary now. This is totally our podcast.
Fuck Gary Vee and fuck you, Mark, for doing that. This is very unorthodox, guys. Even after Mark has dropped the intro to Mailbag, I'm not satisfied without closing it off to our listeners regarding Shadowban. We just left them in limbo. We just left them. I was going to mention...
That's because we don't know. We have no idea.
Let's move on, man. In case you guys haven't noticed, this has been 50 minutes of us just totally BSing. No one knows what Shadowban means.
No,
Instagram will never confirm it. My content lately has sucked. I'm blaming it on Shadowban. Let's move along.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I've actually been messaging, thousands of people a day asking them to play a prank on you and not like or comment on your posts.
Honestly.
And now they think you're a bot, so that's why you're shadow banned.
I honestly think people think I'm a bot, man. So very rough number average stories are getting 1,000 less views every story I do versus last week. 1,000.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a big difference.
In 1 week, and I'm not letting it discourage me. I hope it's this 14-day thing, but eventually, if this happens to me over and over, then you're just like, what the hell's the point of this? I can't grow anymore. I'm done, right?
You're just going to retire.
No, I'll still engage huge with the followers I have now, but in terms of being able to grow and expand, that day might be... I think it's over for me, boys. The stump shop is,
What?
I think it's done, man. Should I announce it here that I'm done? No, I'll do it in another episode, guys. I don't want to steal the limelight.
But you know what? You know what? That we're joking around, but that also brings up a serious point that you have to be realistic that there is going to be a ceiling most of the time for most people, right? Not everybody's going to be a Jeff Mack with 750,000 followers. Most people, us included, are going to hit some sort of a ceiling where it's going to, the growth is going to slow down and level off at that point.
I mean, I love you, Dom. I'm going to disagree. You can't look at it like that because if you think there's a ceiling, then yes, you will stop growing. I think that for if you're loving
so you
what
think
doing
everybody's gonna, no, gonna no, hit no, a million no. followers?
Well, of course not. Not everyone, but
well,
I
then
think
there's a ceiling.
No, I think you're still gonna grow.
No,
I don't think it's just gonna stop. You're just not gonna stop.
But are you just talking about someone whose account is private, who's just posting for their friends and families that are overseas, or are you talking about someone who's air quote an influencer or a content creator? Because then they shouldn't have a ceiling. Because in my personally, Vic is the stump shop. Obviously, there's 100,000, then 200,000, and a million, 10 million followers. Will I ever reach those? Never, ever. However, I'm not setting any ceiling for myself saying that's why
I stopped. You're gonna hit 100K. You're going to hit 100K. There's some really, really bad content creators out there that are trying so hard, but they're just not working for them. I think those people might have a ceiling, right? Whatever that is.
That's the point I'm making, that there's not everybody's going to continue to grow to those, you know, massive numbers.
No, I totally agree with that. There's no way. Because it's not, we've talked about this 100 times. Literally, we talk about this in every episode, but reaching those numbers is not easy. Like, it's a lot of work, right? So especially a shadow ban comes in the way. That's a huge boulder. Like, it's a big obstacle if you're really adamant about growth and putting out quality content. Suddenly, this whole episode's about a shadow ban. If that drops on you, and it's not because you changed your video style or suddenly I'm going to try doing this versus that. You're doing exactly what you've been doing for 2 years. Suddenly, bam, that's really going to help with...
And it's hard, man. It's super
hard.
Like it's hard. Like, listen to this. Instagram is really fun at 1,000 followers. Super fun. You're getting lots of growth. You're probably getting some like free shit every once in a while. Like, it's really, really fun. You're developing this amazing community and you're getting your face out there. Then in around 5,000 followers, it starts to feel like, okay, I might be able to do something with this. Maybe I can push the limits a little bit. In and around 10 to 15,000, it starts to feel like work, like real work. And once you hit 20,000, you just want to grow. You just want more and more and more and more. And you're trying so hard to come up with all these excuses. And like you said earlier, Vic, you're putting out shit content. And you're trying hard to make up for that content, so you want to, you know, get into the community, and you get punished for it, and it sucks. It sucks super. There's no other way to look at it.
People's expectations grow. You're not satisfied with the content you put out, because now you're just like, dude, I know numbers shouldn't matter, but 50,000 or 60,000 people will see this crap content that I used to put out when I had 100 followers. Even though you shouldn't let it affect you, you do, because you're not satisfied yourself with going, dude, if I were to look at this picture and I had, you know, 100 followers, I'd say, okay, that's fair, because you're trying to grow. But I don't know, man, it's I'm getting all sentimental over this shit, but it's a lot more work than people think it is, and you really have to be invested in it. And I totally understand people that are getting burnt out and you haven't seen them in months or even years, right? I get that, man. I get it.
And this is the thing, like, you make the same amount of money doing Instagram, you know, at 20 plus thousand followers as you do a part-time job, straight up. Mm-hmm. Or you should be.
Well, if you do it right, that's the thing, right?
Like, and at that, when you think about how much work a part-time job can be, that's how much work this is going to be. But it's easy at a part-time job when you show up and do the work and you get your paycheck. With this, you're putting in work and you're trying, and sometimes you're even putting in more money to, like, get, you know, cameras and this and that, and investing tons of time and learning how to shoot videos and editors and blah, 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 blah. And you expect that you're putting in all this time that you're going to get paid on that. And that's not necessarily the case. And sometimes it comes in waves. Sometimes it comes, you know, and you get hundreds of thousands, not hundreds of thousands, but you get hundreds of followers at once. And you're like, what the hell is happening? Yeah. And it's life is good. But when we're the three of us are sitting in where we're sitting in right now, we start playing the blame game. We're looking around, being like, it's gotta be Dom's fault and it's gotta be Vic's fault. There's no way it can be my fault. When in reality,
I honestly never thought it was your fault, guys. I honestly never once thought that. I did think of all types of other
stuff.
It was
my fault. I said it was Dom's fault or Vic's fault. I never once said it was my fault.
Well, you did say earlier. That's actually how you started the episode. But anyways.
Awkward.
Yeah.
My point is, it's going to get better.
Okay, fine. Yeah. I'll stop reporting all of your posts.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Listen, let's end this with sending people back to one of our earlier episode called Surviving the Slumps, because it's very related to what's going on now. Go back. I honestly listened to that episode a few times. It was awesome. It was about surviving the slumps. We never talked about shadow banning per se. We just talked about getting in a rut where you're pretty much the same thing. Your content sucks. You don't have the drive. You're finding it harder and harder to keep up, to produce content. Go check out that episode. I found it was really a good one. And then also, Mark, I think you mentioned something about monetizing IGTV. What have you heard about that?
Apparently it's coming. It's coming real, real soon, where people are going to be, I mean, it's pretty much expected that ads are going to start to be played on people's IGTVs. Yeah. And word on the street is that the old creator might be able to get a little kickback like they do on the old YouTube. So I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about that in the next episode. What do you guys think?
Let's set that up. Let's talk about that in the next episode. I'm all over that. I'll do my research, and people might not know this, but you don't make money off Instagram. YouTube, you do. Mark knows a bit about that. Instagram, yes, you only make money off sponsors, or if you're selling stuff, you know, product, that's one thing. But IG doesn't give you a penny ever. So hopefully that'll change, and we'll talk
also
about that in the next episode. He's like that.
I love that outro. I love that outro. They're also testing right now the hyperlink. So like if Dom wanted to sell a charcuterie board, he could say like, hey, I'm selling my new puzzle piece charcuterie board, and the puzzle piece charcuterie board in the caption will be able to be highlighted. And if you click on it, it can go to his website.
Oh.
Crazy, right?
Wow.
They're testing that right now.
Yeah.
They're awesome. Testing that right now. So lots of things to research on, boys.
This guy has the voice of an angel, and he's a genius too. Like, how did we get so lucky?
You're welcome. Listen, so, you guys keep me on my toes, okay? I've been replaced more times than I can count on this podcast, so I always have to be fun, creative, and energetic. So,
are you still here? What happened to that other guy we asked to replace Mark? Anyways, let's dive into it, Mark.
Go on. What are we diving into?
A fucking pool. What do you think? The mailbag.
This is why you get replaced.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the mailbag?
He's out. Call an ambulance. He's...
Oh, my God. I am actually crying.
Oh, Pez.
Get me a Kleenex.
That was blue in the face. I timed that. That was 14 minutes long.
Oh, I'm going to pass out.
All right. This one's a bit simpler, boys. It's from
Skittles.
At Wild Rose Decor. No, I didn't forget. How important is it to show your face in your stories? I find it hard talking on camera.
Very important, I think, personally.
Okay.
I think people want something to connect to. They want to make that connection. They want to feel like they have something to invest in. And just seeing product, as great as it may be, as talented as you may be, is not the same thing as seeing someone's face and feeling like, you know, you have some sort of a connection to them and being invested in what they're doing. I think that's why Vic's stories work so well. They don't necessarily always have to do with his woodworking, but it gives a glimpse into his family life and his day-to-day life, and he's a funny guy, and people can invest in that, and they want to come back and see more of it. And I think it's super important.
Let's say 10 stories a day, whatever, just rough. How many of those would you start, you know, with the selfie camera versus showing something? And it doesn't necessarily have to be something you're working on. It could be, you know, your downtown Toronto. It's a big city that, you know, none of our followers, unless you're from the city, have seen. So yeah, you start with the city instead of selfie mode. What would you say your ratio is? Like, what makes you decide when
I think it depends on who you are and how comfortable you are. I don't think you need to be in most of them or all of them, but I think you need to be in enough of them that people know who you are. Okay. Yeah. Right? If you're in one and then you're not in one for the next month, then no, that's not enough, right? But yeah. I think as long as you're doing them regularly enough that people that are following you know who you are, right?
Right. I think it depends on your brand. Like a lot of people don't even story, and they have a really successful.
That's true.
Account. Other people story way too much, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And shouldn't story that much. I've also started to see a new trend now where people are starting to story things and keep the story under 3 seconds so that all their stories get a crazy amount of views. So yesterday I did stories about a cooler, and I was like, those are toolboxes. Yeah. That's a cooler. And then the story ended.
But were those all stories? I missed that. Or was that one edited video?
No, it was all stories, and I kept them under 3 seconds.
Yeah.
But at the end of the, you know, however many 6 stories there was, it was basically the same as me being like, hey, I got a new cooler. This is a cooler. This is this, and this is what's in it. And here. But it doesn't give that people the ability to like tap forward. You know what I'm saying? So you're still going to get the view count and get your message across. You're just doing it in 6 stories instead of 2. If that makes sense.
I see what you're saying.
People are starting to look at your story. They see your face, and then they like 1, 2, 3, tap, tap, tap. Whereas now they're kind of like forced to be engaged. So I think you can get creative with it. I don't think you necessarily have to show your face on it. I tend to get better views when it's just when I'm showing product instead of my face. I find like the stories that I show my face.
Don't you think you need to show your face sometimes though?
No, absolutely, but that's my brand. Yeah. Like basically what I'm saying is I'm very goofy, and I use my stories as either like educational, informative, or entertaining.
Right.
That's just me. There's lots of other people that use stories as a friggin' university course every single day, and they take you through, you know, everything that they're doing. There's somebody that just, you know, that will order coffee on stories. And as boring as that sounds, it can be very entertaining.
Are you making fun of me for the Stump Shop coffee?
No.
But no, listen to this though. Look at, for example, and we will use his name. He's been our guest and he's a good friend of ours, Jeff Mack. Huge following, very successful at his trade, which is, you know, he runs the woodworking shop and all that. Never shows his face ever. Right.
Okay, but a couple things though that I want to bring up. One is that Jeff was one of the first people into the Instagram thing. Right. So I think that plays a part in it, right? I think somebody starting out today, even if Jeff wrote them a roadmap to say, this is exactly what I did, it's not going to work for them the way it worked for him because things have changed, right?
Yeah.
Number two is
brand, though.
Number two is Jeff's brand is selling product. His brand is not himself. Like, he's not trying to be an influencer. He's not
his
trying
brand
to get
is called Jeff Mack. What do you mean it's not himself?
Well, it's
no, I'm just kidding.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Right? Like, he's not trying to be an influencer. He's not trying to get sponsored. So he's selling his product, and his product is great, and it speaks for itself. Right. So those are the two things I see with Jeff, which is why it works for him, and he doesn't necessarily, you know, show his face very often.
I'll drop my quick opinion on this question for Wild Rose Decor. It's kind of a hard question when you drop the word important. How important is it to show your face in your stories? That's very subjective. Like, important to who? excuse me.
What's going on?
I don't know.
He's all choked up.
I don't know what's happening. Yeah, I'm getting all choked up over this question. It's finally my turn to talk. No, the way I do it is I really do show my face a lot. Obviously, you guys can see it a lot. However, if the story itself doesn't call for necessarily, basically, I just let the story itself decide. If I'm going to be showing you guys something, for example, the other day, you know, I showed a cool truck I saw because it was so nicely all cleaned up. Why do I have to show my face for that? But the next story, it's me talking and showing people where I was or whatever, right? So I don't know. It's kind of a hard question to answer, but Dom nailed it. He said it's important for people to know who you are. I think if you've built up that, you know, reputation, or people just know who you are anyways without showing your face every story, you can get away with it more. But a lot of the times, if I'm looking at a new account that I'm not following, I go to their feed. I scroll a few, you know, a few pages. Okay, cool. I want to see who that person is. I press on their stories. And then I do want to see who you are. I think it's important every day to show your face. Okay. But that's what I do, man. I go to their feed. Obviously, I look at the stuff they're posting. But I want to see that person. Then I click their little circle for stories. And if there's no story there where they're showing themselves or something interesting, I don't know, the odds of me following back are probably slim. Like, if there's nothing there to kind of attract me, right?
Do you ever check someone's highlights? Ever?
I do. I do, yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Dom?
I do. Not
sometimes,
often, but I do.
Yeah, sometimes.
I never check people's highlights. That's the only reason why I'm saying, like, I don't know if it really matters, because I don't.
I just think people
scroll.
Are putting stuff in their highlights that they feel is their highlights, like, literally. Yeah. So
I'm on the same page as Vic. If I go to someone's page and I don't see them, it's rare that I'll follow.
Because then you start. No, if you do follow, you're not following a person. You don't know who you're following, right?
That's exactly my point. Is people want that connection. You want to know the person behind the brand.
These are the things I love in their bios: names, where you're from, and an active story that now I can engage with that person. Those are the things I look for, anyways.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mark.
Exactly. I will look for. I want to know what to call you when I'm responding back. So am I going to call you homie? Am I going to call you Barb? Am I going to call you buddy, man, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to know. Yeah. I want to know if you're male, if you're female, if you're young, if you're old, like, I want to know these things so that I can develop a relationship with you. I just don't know if the stories are where I'm going to learn that, because I have, like, my group of stories that I really enjoy watching, and they're all synced now at the top. So I don't spend a lot of time going all the way through. If I see the little circle, I'll click on it, but I never watch highlights. So I don't know.
But I'm saying with someone new, like, let's say someone new following you,
right?
Or someone sending you a message going, "Hey, Mark, what's up? It's Sammy, and I love what you did with your pergola. Guess what? I'm starting the same thing next weekend. So you click on that person's profile, and it doesn't say their name. I mean, I know this case, Sammy introduced himself, but let's say there's no name. Their profile has no name, no country, no explanation. Their story highlights are there. And that day, their stories aren't live. Like, they don't have a story that's active. I do, in that case, click on some highlights just to try to see if this person is someone real. That not only real, but are they really in the Instagram community, or are they just did they just hop on last week and they're trying to, you know, sell their product or whatever? I don't know. Anyways, we just went off on this. It's a world record long answer for mailbag.
It is.
That's why I like the mailbag.
It was a good question.
Conversation. I like that. The mailbag that sparks conversation.
All right, right now, should we look up Wild Rose Decor live and see if they have their name in their title?
Yeah. Ooh, let's do it.
This is going to be hard. Not really hard at all. I mean, there we go. Emily with a flag of Great Britain, I'm assuming, and the Canada flag.
See, I like that because just already in her little description there,
it says followed by M Inspired Living. See?
Yeah, I just followed now. But like, I like enough from seeing the description there, right? Like, just those little blurbs there tell you something about the person.
Yeah. Exactly.
As opposed to having nothing written there, right? So already that's something that gives you some sort of a connection, right? That you see it's a person there.
Look, and I only have to scroll, look, one thumb scroll before I see a picture. And it looks like it's her. It looks like it's Emily holding a sign she made, which is awesome because I don't care what the person.
How do you know it's her if you've never seen her before?
Don't be silly, Dom. It's too late for that. But anyways, that's what I look for. I scroll on the page and I don't care who the person is or what they look like or none of that. I just want to know who the person, who it is. Like, it's not because based on what the person is or what they look like, am I going to follow them? Absolutely not. Don't be silly. Right. It's just that I want to know who it is. Right?
That's yelling at me. I already said that I agree with
you. I want to know who it is. All right. I think we should call it. I'm getting crazy. I'm literally yelling
at me. And cue that outro music.
Bum 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 bum.
Bunch of fucking idiots we are.